Good afternoon. Well, it was a happy Friday for the Australian share market. We had the ASX 200 lifting by around 51 points or 0.75%. Importantly, actually closing above the key 6,700 point level. So this was the best day for our market in 5 weeks. Not a massive gain. So that just goes to show things haven't been doing very, very well for the Aussie market recently. This, in fact, the market has only improved 2 of the past 6 days. 2 weeks ago, the market approached the best levels ever. But since then, we've been essentially just plateauing and treading water. But today we had all sectors improving. Almost 8 in every 10 companies on the ASX 200 improved. We had some very strong gains from mining companies, in particular gold stocks, which have actually been the standouts for a couple of days now. So the gold price has generally been heading higher. The fact that interest rates have been low generally can be a positive thing as far as gold prices go. So companies like Newcrest Mining, Evolution Mining, both of which will release quarterly updates next week, were some of the better performers today. We had the banks actually improving as well. The standout there today was National Bank, which rose by a little more than 2%. And this is after naming a new chief executive, Ross McEwan, who actually held executive positions not only at Commonwealth Bank, but also the Royal Bank of Scotland in the past. He isn't expected to start in that role until April next year, but it's removed some uncertainty about leadership. Lendlease continued to stand out. It jumped 1.5% today, rose close to 5% yesterday. And that's after it signed its biggest deal ever. And this was with Google in the US. So it's going to be doing about $20 billion worth of work with the group for the next 10 to 15 years. So that long-term contract was certainly seen as a positive. Super Retail Group was up 0.5%. The company hired a new boss to run its boating, camping and fishing business, BCF. His name is Paul Bradshaw. He has an extensive experience and background in the retail space. He's held leadership positions at Coles for the past nine years and also at a British supermarket chain as well. Sydney Airport also received some attention. It rose 2.5%, releasing its latest traffic numbers. So basically, domestic passenger numbers have actually gone backwards in the past month, but international passenger numbers have jumped. The slight concern here, though, is that passenger numbers from China are starting to slow down. So maybe a sign that the slowing economy there is having an impact on pulling back some tourist numbers. The Aussie dollar finally sits at 70.7 US, so it has improved quite strongly over the course of the week.